A video of Vice President Kamala Harris criticizing images of Border Patrol agents on horseback while dealing with migrants at the southern border has been viewed more than 1 million times on Twitter. The VP made the announcement, made the comments after video and photographs emerged of horse riding agents using long horse reins chasing Haitian migrants along the Rio Grande. Take a listen.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it. The whole point is that we have to understand Haiti. I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy that has been about natural disasters. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have to get back up.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
She's right. She's
yeah,
right.
We're all outraged.
Oh, absolutely right. But the Republicans going to have a problem with that.
Yep.
And you know why they're going to have a problem with that? Because the person being chased and whipped is black.
Is black, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it, Steve.
Ain't no white people getting chased and whipped. Nowhere.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Not in the United States. Not by no Border Patrol or nothing else. What, are you kidding
Coming
me?
From Europe.
Dog.
You know, trying to
they
get
come here all the time illegally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Huddled masses of them. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. All right.
That's really sad.
Yeah,
really
those sad. Images are, it's hard to get those images out of your mind, and they bring up things from our past and from our ancestry, all of that. But here's an update. According to the Department of Homeland Security, those agents are no longer allowed to interact with the migrants. That's good news, and they have been placed on desk duty so far. Yeah.
They should be fired.
Desk duty.
Yeah, I think they should be fired as well. Like, they still have their jobs, though. They still
right,
have jobs.
Right, Junior. They still have their jobs. Right, Shirley. Yep.
You know, riding around like cowboys, whipping.
Dog.
It's a horrible
what
image.
Were
Putting
the people doing?
Person.
I'm telling you, man. That's horrifying.
Mm-hmm. It really is, Steve. Those images.
Ugh. I mean, what did you say
Talk about triggers,
Steve.
You know.
The triggering. Yes, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know.
That's it.
Yeah.
We can't.
I mean, you know, look. These people were seeking either asylum, a chance
Safety.
At the American dream, mm-hmm. to escape the devastation of Haiti. Mm-hmm. It's a number of things. But whatever they did, none of that required being whipped and ran down by a horse. Where you going? Where can they go?
Man.
Right.
You in the damn desert. Where they going?
Mm-hmm. He had a river.
Yeah.
International
You
bridge.
Can't hide.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on and switch gears here. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll have a special guest from the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America organization right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.